speaking of reaching out, one of the things that we know as Christians is that we carry this life-changing, eternity-changing message, a message of God's love, a message of humanity needing the love of God. It is spiritual life or death, whether or not somebody hears and responds to God's love with their lives. But there's also some very real challenges with telling people about Jesus and trying to share our faith, aren't there? There's some very real challenges. Sometimes it's because, you know, hearing the gospel, it's not necessarily self-evident. It can be a little bit hard to understand. It can be a little bit hard for us to just naturally comprehend it. But there's also a credibility gap, isn't there? Because there have been many throughout history that have been saying that they're proclaiming the name of Jesus, but they're living in ways that are very different than that. And so when we're trying to proclaim it in our culture, there are people that are rightly a little bit skeptical. And that's why service can be such an important part of that message. Because behind every conversation and every time that we're sharing our faith with somebody are at least two underlying questions. The first question is this: do you really care about me? Why are you telling me this? What is in this for you? The second question is, do you really believe this stuff yourself? Are you personally committed to living this out? Like, it's like if you're going to buy a car and the salesman's been talking to you about how great Ford cars are or Ford trucks are, and who owns a Ford truck? You know, talking about, you know, how great Ford trucks are, and you ask them, what do you drive? And they say, well, I drive a Chevy. You're going to be a little bit less convinced of how great the Ford trucks are. There can be a credibility gap when we don't see faith being lived out in authentic ways. And that's what the series that we're going to be in throughout the month of June is all about. It's called Bless. It's looking at what it means to live out an authentic faith. Now, as we share our faith, there are two essential components, the begin with prayer and share your story. But there's these other very important components in that too that have everything to do with earning the right to be heard, have everything to do with the credibility gap that can often exist as we're looking to share our message, which is why each week we're going to be looking at a different aspect of that. It starts with begin with prayer. A few weeks back, we preached about that. There are 570 names in that jar in front of me. 570 people that we have mutually committed to pray for on a regular basis. And we are seeing one by one, we're seeing people respond to Christ. It begins with prayer. But there's some other very important components. And we'll be talking about this in a couple weeks, about what it means to listen with care, of how important it can be to eat together. And then today's theme of how important it is to serve with love, so that we can have the credibility to truly share our story. Why are you telling me this? Do you really care? And secondly, do you really believe it yourself? Service, when we serve one another, when we serve our community, when we go beyond ourselves, when we do something very countercultural and don't put ourselves first, we start to answer that question of the credibility gap. We start to earn the right to be heard. Jesus was once asked what the most important command is in all of Scripture. You're probably familiar with it. You find it in Matthew chapter 22, which is actually in every one of the Gospels, but we're going to read from Matthew today. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question: Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, let's just say these words together. Jesus' answer together. You probably heard these words before. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And we'll keep going. Let's say it together. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So Jesus summarized the teaching of the Old Testament basically with love God, love people. And Jesus also in his teaching, he clarified what it really means to love, that love isn't just a commandment like God says, you gotta love me and you gotta love other people, now you go do it. Jesus clarified it in the unique command that he gave. We read this in multiple places, but among others is John chapter 13, a new command I give you. Now let's say this one together. Love one another as I have loved you, So you must love one another. As we look to love God and love people, we do it as people who have received the love of God. We love because Jesus first loved us. If there's nothing else you hear this morning, I hope you hear this. God loves you desperately. He loves you so much he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you. He loves you so much that rather than have you separated from him, he would go, he would come to serve our greatest need. God loves you. We love because God first loved us. And so as we serve because he first served us. We serve in response to the service we've already received. We serve as an overflow to what we've already been given, which is why today I'm so excited for us to get out there and do some serving. It is countercultural. Every time we live for something other than ourselves, we live beyond our own self-interest. Yes, there are other groups that will also share and also serve, and that's good. But every time we do that, people take notice. See, being self-centered is really, really easy. Just look in the mirror. But when we live in ways that put others and the needs of others first, something dramatic happens. We learn, we gain some degree of credibility to speak about our Savior. We're training our hearts, aren't we? Which is why I'm so excited to see so many families here today. We train our hearts. We set a precedent for our homes. We are families that serve. We are families that serve. As we're training our hearts, as we're loving God and loving neighbor, it is in every way, it is an act of worship, isn't it? It's a response to what we've been given. God, you've given me so much, I want to give out of my life. Lord, you've served me so much, I want to serve. So we're going to conclude our service around the table of communion. I'm moving so fast, the band hasn't even had time to come up yet. And there we go. But we're going to conclude our service around the time of communion because it's this powerful way of remembering how much we have been served. A God who loves us so much, a God who first loved us so much that he would give his son to die on our behalf. We love because he first loved us. We serve because he first served us. I'd like to invite our communion servers to come forward.